You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell.
And I'm Scott Van Gold, and we're here to do what we do best, which is let you know what's going on in the world of arts and culture and music here in Central Illinois, as we do every week.
And this week we're doing things a little differently. We have two interviews coming your way. The first is going to be with an interesting character, once a very large part of the Springfield music scene. He has since moved on to greener pastures, we'll say. He's living in California, but he's playing this weekend a couple different times in the Springfield area. We talk with Dave Adams of the 80s band Food and Money, and then an interview from public radio station WGLT in Normal. We hear from Sean Murphy. She plays at the 2016 Blues Blast Music Awards. That's September 23rd, Friday, at the Fluid Event Center in Champaign. Murphy is nominated for Best Female Blues Artist. She was co-lead vocalist of Little Feat for 16 years, as well as singer for notable names, including Bruce Hornsby, Herbie Hancock, and Eric Clapton. So those interviews are just ahead.
Right. And but first, a reminder that Pygmalion Fest is going on in Champaign, a two-week festival of exciting stuff with national indie music acts from a variety of genres, plus conversations on tech and art, beer and food, literature, stuff like that. So very exciting times if you're hanging around in Champaign. Last week, Rachel previewed some bands playing this weekend, including headliner Future Islands, who are playing Saturday night. Also, a couple bands I wanted to mention, Car Seat Headrest, a very interesting band on Matador Records, is going to be playing Thursday. And Vince Staples will be playing Friday night. Vince Staples is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist. Some people in the area might have seen him. He performed at Lou Fest last week. And Wolf Parade will be playing Friday as well. And here's a little taste of Wolf Parade, if you're not familiar with them.
I was a dream catcher, hanging in the window of a minivan, parked along the water's edge. I'd say that I was all alone. I'd say that I was all alone. I'd say that I was all alone.
All right, so that's Wolf Parade. They are playing the Pygmalion Festival, which wraps up this weekend in Champaign. And also, just yesterday on Illinois Edition, we aired an interview with hip-hop duo Mother Nature, who recently moved to Chicago from Champaign. They'll be back in town to play the festival Friday night as well.
But all them curls like a size 12 cannot surf the waves. We can get lost for days all through them braids. Even a clean shave will make me misbehave. That asymmetric with all them textures. Stay fly in any weather. Bet you got shea butter on your dresser. You're a queen, baby. You're the highest treasure.
So that is Mother Nature playing at the Pygmalion Festival in Champaign. Now it is time for our interview with Dave Adams. Scott, this is someone who's been an inspiration to you.
Yes,
and
that's true.
So tell us a little bit about him before we get into the conversation.
Well, Food and Money was a band that I became aware of when I was a teenager. The couple of the guys worked at Apple Tree Records, which I think Dave mentions in the interview, where I used to hang out and try to get my my early musical education mainly took place at Apple Tree, and I still listen to most of the music that I listen to there. And Dave Adams and Food and Money were the first inkling that I had as a young person that you could make artistic material in Springfield about Springfield and have it be a valid thing to do. So in a sense, they ruined my life. But in the best possible way, because I've never gotten over that idea. And that's really why I'm sitting here in front of this microphone now telling you about this stuff, because I really believe in that. And a lot of it started with Food and Money. So, he was kind of a sort of an idol of mine in a way when I was a kid. I used to make my friends and I would make our parents take us to bars they were playing at because we couldn't get in ourselves. They would vouch for us, and we'd sit there and drink 7-Up and watch Food and Money. It was a great time, and it still reverberates in my life up to this moment, and I'm excited because I get to see Dave Adams play this week.
He'll be playing at the Walnut Street Winery in Rochester Friday, September 23rd. That's Friday at 8:30 p.m., and then Dumb Records Sunday at 7 p.m.
Right.
Scott will be part of an act playing?
Yes, I'm going to be playing with my brand new band duo with Jason Perry. I'm going to be playing some new songs that we just wrote, showing for the first time, and it sounds pretty different from anything in that people are familiar with from us before. So that should be fun. That's called The Heptanes, but mostly excited about seeing Dave play.
And here is our conversation with Dave Adams.
How did Food Money get started, and when did that happen?
Food Money got started in 1979, and the way that it got started was that, of course, you were always looking for good music, and for the most part, you had to go down to St. Louis to one of the stores there. And then I discovered that there was Apple Tree Records down on Wabash. Started going there, and surprisingly, many of the things that you could get in St. Louis, you could also get at Apple Tree, and that was by design because the person who was managing the record department at Apple Tree was a guy by the name of John Novak. Seeing as the music I liked was there, I spent a lot of time there looking at things, and I got to know John, and he was really snotty but endearing, too. And one day he mentioned that, well, hey, I play guitar, and I said, oh, very cool. My brother had persuaded me to go down and buy a PA system in St. Louis. And I said that to John. I said, listen, I have a PA system. Why don't we do something? And he said that would be fine. And so what we did was my brother was hanging around, and Danny Fafoglia was around as well. And Danny, I think, worked at Apple Tree as well. So we just decided to get together and play a few songs down in the basement of my house. And we played, I don't know, maybe a couple Devo songs and a Sex Pistols song. And it sounded horrible, but again, we all enjoyed it, so we said, let's do it some more.
And so are you able to put sort of genre to your music? How would you describe it? We're going to play an older song from
sure.
Food and Money days, so listeners will get a chance to hear for themselves, but how do you describe it to people?
What we wanted to do was to take the very best of the things that we liked the most and simply play them. I mean, much in the same way that anybody in any band, you know, wants to represent the music that they love. Our earliest influences were, Gang of Four, Devo, Iggy, Ramones, Talking Heads, I suppose, Richard Hell, Sex Pistols, Vibrators, things like that. And so we just started out and decided we would start doing all of those songs, and that was the beginning of it.
Well, interesting you mentioned some of those influences, especially with the new wave and post-punk, being that Southtown these days is very inspired probably by some of the same stuff.
The rise of the phenomenon, which is the sort of Black Sheep Cafe Dumb Records center for music, I took a look at them. We're going to be playing there as well. That seemed to me to be just amazing that there was so much growth, that you would have a group in town who would be holding these festivals and have bands coming in from all around the nation to play in Springfield. I would imagine 30 years from now, if they were to take a look back at Springfield and say, you know, what was going on, that will be seen as a vital influence in terms of original music and the expression of new musical ideas in this town.
So we're going to play a little bit of No Bones from the Economic Bullies EP.
And actually, that's a really significant song. I'm probably wrong, but I think it was the first original, it may be the first or second original music song that we did. And it the way that it happened was strange, because we were just doing the covers and we were bringing in music we loved. But one day, Pat Green came in and said, listen, I wrote a song and we learned it, and it felt so good to collaborate on an original song. The reason for No Bones was because of the fact that Pat hates fish. I don't know whether somebody had tried to force him to eat something or what it was, but it left an indelible scar on his psyche to the point of where, when he had the opportunity to write an original song, he wrote about the fact of how much he hated fish. So that's where No Bones came from.
It came out of the deep just to get a bite to eat, and it wound up on someone's plate. Hey, mama, there ain't no bones. Wish we had fish like this at home. Don't you think the lemon sauce is great? You better cut it up, Junior. We don't want it to get a tumor from eating those big chunks too fast. Hey, look, curmudgeon's happy. He's taking after his pappy. We've got him eating seafood at last. I said, make no bones about it. On no scales to tip. Sure to do all your food, and above all, hook your lip. Hey! Hey, look,
That's the song No Bones. We're talking with Dave Adams, who was with the group that did that song. That's him singing. The group Food and Money, which was active in Springfield in the late 70s, early 80s. He'll be back in Springfield playing this weekend.
You're continuing to make music all this time. How have things changed with the music that you're making, and how have they stayed the same?
I think it's slightly slower and more beat-oriented than anything I did with Food and Money, but the same ideas persist. The same desire to be irritatingly illuminating, I suppose, and to bring people pleasure by hearing the things that they understand brought forth and, you know, made dimensional. And that's kind of what I'm doing now.
So I'm excited to hear one of those newer songs. We're going to play Real Good Meds. What can you tell us about that, Dave?
Real Good Meds actually is from the retirement album. And so what I was trying to do literally is to write music for people who are retired and who someday may be retired. And it's not meant to be excluding young people or anything else. In fact, it's hopefully going to be, you know, illuminating or illustrative. Real Good Meds is just one of those things that you recognize, you know, your body as you age tends to deteriorate at varying rates. And Real Good Meds sometimes are, you know, the subject of societal disapproval, too, because sometimes they're abused. But anyway, I wanted to just kind of talk about that issue.
What is it that keeps you going for doing something some people might consider to be, you know, a more youthful or extravagant kind of thing to do as you continue to do it throughout your life?
Maybe to put the lie to the fact that, you know, people might think that it's something that only youths can do. The reason that I'm doing it is because I really sat down and thought before I retired, which was about a little over 3 years ago, what do I want to do? And, you know, there are folks that will, you know, I'm going to garden, I'm going to read books, I'm going to travel or everything else. And I thought, what do I want to do more than anything else in the world? What is the one thing I ever did that I really loved most? And that was writing music and playing in a band. So I said, why not? Why not do it? You know, I'm going to be dead pretty soon anyway, so you might as well go out enjoying life.
And on that note, here's the song from Dave Adams called Real Good Meds.
That was Dave Adams, frontman for the band Food and Money, which was active in Springfield in the late 70s and early 80s. Check him out at the Walnut Street Winery in Rochester on Friday at 8:30 p.m. That's Friday the 23rd. Also, he'll be performing at Dumb Records on Sunday at 7.
Dumb Records in Springfield, Southtown.
Yep.
You're listening to The Scene. Now we have a conversation between John Norton, reporter with public radio station WGLT in Normal. He speaks with Sean Murphy, who returns to Central Illinois to perform at the 2016 Blues Blast Music Awards show. That is September 23rd, Friday, at the Fluid Events Center in Champaign. She's known for being co-lead vocalist of Little Feat for 16 years, as well as background singer for notable names, including Eric Clapton. She was on his Behind the Sun album. And she also joined Eric Clapton on stage during Live Aid. So anyway, here is her conversation with John Norton.
Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do.
I'm a little mixed up. It's from the brand new release by our guest Sean Murphy called Cry of Love. Sean Murphy, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm great, John. It's so nice to talk to you.
Well, congratulations on the Blues Blast Music Awards. Ask for the Moon won for Best Contemporary Blues Album, and you won for Female Blues Artist of the Year last month up at Buddy Guy's Legend. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I was so thrilled and surprised to win those awards. It just meant everything to me.
You've been known as a backup singer for a long, long time as well. You've got your work now with the Sean Murphy Band, but as a backup singer, you're most known for your long work with Bob Seger, but you've also worked with Eric Clapton on his Behind the Sun album and a tour with Eric Clapton. You've worked with Bruce Hornsby and Herbie Hancock, Phil Collins, Maria Muldaur, Michael Bolton, among many others. Does a backup singer need a certain sort of mental makeup to actually be a backup singer?
Certainly, you have to adhere to the program. You're not running the show, obviously. So, you know, you have to be well-versed in the songs. You have to be ready. You have to be on time. Just do your job 100%. That's it. I know a lot of people that, they float from band to band, but the reason that they do is because they don't have those principles.
You've been working with Bob Seger for, what, over 30 years now?
How did that happen? I'm only 32.
That was my next question. How did you and Bob meet in the first place, and how did you get to be his backup singer?
That happened because I was having a lot of bands of my own in Detroit area, and his manager, Punch Andrews, was also a booking agent, and he had a few clubs in the area. So I contacted him, and he booked my band in a few of those clubs. And later, when I was working around, he asked me to come in and sing background on Kathmandu. And so I did that. And then later, when I had moved out to California with Motown, that wasn't really working out. I was just sort of on the shelf, and I was used to working all the time. So I called up Punch. I said, "What's going on in Detroit?" So he called back and said, "Look, Bob's looking for a backup singer." I said, "Well, that doesn't sound too hard. I've never done that before, but let's try it." So I came back to Detroit and started working with Bob, and he had a band called the Borneo Band at the time, which consisted of alto, Drew Abbott, Jamie Oldecker, Dick Sims, and Marcy Levy, and a guy named Sergio Pastorius. We did that for a little while, and when he disbanded, he reformed the Silver Bullet Band, and then I came back on in 78, and I've been with him ever since.
That was Sean Murphy. She performs at the 2016 Blues Blast Music Awards Show Friday night at the Fluid Event Center in Champaign. She spoke with John Norton of WGLT. For The Scene, I've been joined by co-host Scott Fangold, and I am Rachel Otwell. That's it for today's Illinois Edition. We're going to go out here on a Sean Murphy song. This is off her own album, which is called Livin' the Blues, and this song's called Come to Mama.